This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Debbie Bruin, consultant, therapist and author. Hello there, Debbie, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for inviting me.
And welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about your work and your new book, it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your background. So what did you start off training as?
So I started as an occupational therapist, and I worked in the community with people with physical disabilities. And the whole philosophy of OT or occupational therapy is to help people, is to enable people to live the life they want to live. So be that physically, and also if they have mental health problems.
Right. And how did you move into that area of work? What appealed to you about it?
I think I was always drawn to caring professions, and I did consider a few others. I didn't like the shift work of nursing, so and I thought being a doctor would be a little bit too high powered for me. But I liked the whole philosophy of OT, which is becoming the person you wish to be.
Okay, and when did you start specialising in CBT? And perhaps you could explain a bit to us about what that's all about.
Yes, well, that was sort of midway through my career, because I moved from community physical work into community mental health. And then I did extra training to become a cognitive behaviour therapist. So that was a year's postgraduate course, master's in CBT. And CBT, to put it very briefly, is about how you think affects how you feel and what you do. And the whole approach is trying to change one of those things. So to give you an example, perhaps one that a young person might be thinking about just at this moment. It's all too hard. I've got too much revision to do, and I'm going to fail my exam. And that might make the young person feel quite anxious and stressed, maybe a bit demoralized, and they might then put things off or be unable to revise properly and feel low in mood.
And it's often referred to as a talking therapy, isn't it?
It is. So with CBT, it is all about talking. It's about understanding the problem in a simplified way, such as I've just described, and then trying to do something about it. So you either do something differently or you approach your thoughts differently. And by doing that, by changing one of those things, you change how you feel. So, but obviously it's all very personal to the individual. So the therapist has to have a good relationship with the person who's struggling and work out what will work best for them.
Of course. And also you run a non-profit company offering low-cost counselling and CBT.
I do. That's right. It's a community interest company. So we're not out to make a profit. And we work with the voluntary sector and sometimes get grants, or people pay what they can. They make a voluntary contribution. And we have trainees who we help supervise and take through their course, and also qualified therapists as well.
And what sort of problems can CBT help with?
Well, it's it can help with a whole range of psychological problems, emotional problems such as anxiety, depression, self-esteem, things like that. So anything really that is causing you emotional distress.
Right.
It's very effective for things like OCD, if people have heard of that, depression, post-traumatic stress. So it's in the NICE guidance. So that's the National Institute of Clinical Excellence that comes up with the therapies that are most effective. But what I would say is it's not one size fits all, that it's very personal to the individual. And the approach I tend to use embraces a lot of other therapies as well.
Right. Okay. Well, now we must move on now to your new book, which is very exciting. Congratulations. 10 Minutes to Better Mental Health, a step-by-step guide for teens using CBT and mindfulness, co-written with Lee David. That's very exciting, isn't it? So perhaps you could tell us a bit about the thinking behind the book. How did you come to write it?
Well, it's always been an ambition of mine to write a book. And Lee, I've worked with Lee for a long time in a training capacity, training GPs in 10-minute bite-sized bits of CBT to use in their consultations. And I saw some real struggles in young people. And really, that's the age to get in there and provide help and support, because we know that 75% of mental health, long-term mental health problems start before the age of 18. So I really wanted to help and provide some, if you like, get in before the problems get too much. So the philosophy of the book is very much, let's look after our mental health and let's really become the people we want to be, because I think during your teenage years, there's such a lot going on emotionally, physically, etc., that we could all do with a little bit of respite and help with our mental health.
Because I suppose if these problems aren't sort of approached in those teenage years, then people may carry them on into adult life.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's good to nip it in the bud, as they say.
And would you say that these issues have worsened during the pandemic?
Very much so, because if you think of your teenage years, it's a very social time of life, isn't it? Yes. You're at school. Your peers are really important to you. And look what's happened to young people. They've been isolated away from their peers. It has been a really difficult time. They've had such uncertainty in terms of exams and careers, etc., you know, stopped in their tracks, really, some people, prevented from moving on, perhaps going on gap years, traveling, those sort of things. So, you know, we really wanted to provide something that would be of help.
And it's a fantastic book because it's divided into sections and is reflected by the title of 10 minutes. So as you say in the book, what can you do in 10 minutes? But I love the way that it's divided up into these easy to digest sections with little exercises and drawings and things. And also it was very refreshing to see a book as opposed to something online.
Yes, I mean, it does come in many formats. It's coming on Audible and it's on Kindle.
Oh,
and
right.
Actually, there are QR codes in the book. So for people who reading isn't their thing, you can go onto the QR code and you will find video clips, audio downloads, worksheets, as you say, that you can write things on. So hopefully we gave an approach that would appeal to a wide audience.
And what's the feedback been like?
Well, pretty good. I have to say, I don't like to boast, but we, you know, we have had some quite high profile people endorsing our book. The BABCP chair, professor and a psychiatrist, but also quite a lot of teachers. What I'm really interested in is hearing from young people themselves, teens. Obviously, I've had my whole family reading the book and they're pretty positive about it. But we really would like to appeal to the people it was written for.
Yes, well, I'm sure you'll get that feedback in due course. But I think it was a very clever idea to think of this 10-minute slot because, you know, it's not too daunting, is it? Because people think, oh, yes, I'll just do this in 10 minutes.
Absolutely. And who has got more than 10 minutes a lot of the time, particularly yes. if you're studying? So.
And so it's a comprehensive guide of CBT techniques. But as you say, there's also video clips, there's also meditations, and it's also packed full of resources for people to get more information as well. So how long did the book take to write? Because there's quite such a lot of information in there.
Yes, it took just over a year to write. And then actually there was a big gap in terms of getting it into print, which is quite common. We were hoping it would come out mid-pandemic, when it could have been even more useful. But that's the way of life, and that's very much the philosophy in the book: a mindful acceptance of, well, this is how things are. Let's make the best of things as we can.
And so, was it hard then to get a publisher? Did it take you a while to find one?
Well, no, we actually had the publisher before we wrote the book. We promoted the idea to a publisher, and the first publisher we approached took it up. So we were very fortunate there. And I have Lee to thank as well, because she's previously published. So,
yes. And so how long did it take the pair of you to write the book? I presume it was to and froing with different chapters and things.
Very much so. Yes. So and we worked pretty well together. Either she'll start a chapter off and send it to me and we ping pong it back and forth, or vice versa.
And so the book, you say, is aimed at teens. So what age group are you particularly targeting here?
Yeah, I think it's quite a wide age range, actually, say between 11 and 24. But I've had people say, well, do you know what? This is good for any age. And we were really thinking it's a family resource. That often it's quite difficult for parents to get into the minds of their teenage children. And therefore, we hoped that actually there would be something in there for everyone.
Right. And so do you have plans now to do more books?
We do. In fact, we're working on one already, which is for primary care workers and GPs and other primary care professionals, because they've had a pretty tough time in COVID as well, during COVID times. And yes, plans for a book about menopause and other things in the pipeline too.
Oh, that's very exciting. So how do you think this book is going to help teenagers who are going through a difficult period?
Well, I'm hoping it will be a resource for them. We particularly aimed it at helping teenagers, young people, understand themselves better and really think ahead and positively about what they want to do with their lives. And there's lots of skills and techniques to practice.
And do you think that teenagers today are under more pressure than, say, 10 years ago?
Yeah, very much so. And the take up of mental health services has demonstrated that. However, there's a lots of long waiting lists to see a therapist through the NHS for young people. And so this, we hope, will perhaps fill a gap and as we say, stop some people from even needing services if they can help themselves. And the format is using the acronym GROW. G is for guide, which is finding out who you are, what's important to you, and how you want to be as a person. R is ready for action, which is about setting goals. And O is for open and observing. So that's using some mindfulness skills, which is very good for concentration and for focus, and for also reducing emotional distress. And W is for wise mind, which is about making wise choices. And let's face it, during our teenage years, there's plenty of those to make.
Indeed. So getting back to why you think teenagers are under more pressure now, do you think social media is a contributory factor?
I do think so. And there's plenty of evidence for that. Social media is a great thing, again, if used wisely, but it can cause a lot of distress and harm also.
Yes, absolutely. So how can people get hold of a copy of the book?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's published by Jessica Kingsley Publishing House. And if you'd like to use my author discount, that's Y22, you can get it from them direct online. And it's in Waterstones. And I'm doing a book signing on the 16th of April at 11 o'clock in Waterstones in Epsom. And it's also, I think, available through most of the high street retail bookshops.
Okay, and do you and Lee plan to do any talks in schools and other places?
Absolutely. In fact, I've got a colleague working on that at the moment, phoning local schools, because I'm very willing to come along and give talks, etc. We actually run a course which can be run in schools based on the concepts in the book, because we really do want to help people, young people, feel more confident in themselves. So it's a confidence course that we've developed out of this. Very willing to come to schools. And I have to have a plug for Bytes, which is a software company, actually, who've actually bought 50 books that they are looking to donate to local schools. So if anyone would like to get in touch with me, then I can ensure that they get a copy.
Okay, well, that brings us neatly to, would you like to give us your website details so people can get in touch with you?
Yes, please do. So it's www.mindgrowthmastery.org.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
That was Debbie Bruin, consultant therapist and author.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.